Do any of you have dogs that, like my little dog, loves to play fetch? They'll chase anything you throw. But when they go to bring it back, they don't want to drop it. They got to keep a hold of it. And if you try to yank it out of their mouth, they are tight-jawed, and you can even pull my little dog up off the ground with the toy in her mouth because she is not going to let go of the toy once she has it in her teeth. She doesn't really get the idea of what fetch is. She just gets the first part. Go get it, bring it back, but not let go at the end. I was playing this kind of fetch with my dog, Katie. She's a little Cavapoo. And I got to laughing at myself thinking, you know, this probably is a little bit like how I am with God. I remember as a teenager going forward and making decisions and giving my whole life and heart to the Lord, surrendering everything to Him at youth revivals and summer camps, and some very sweet, meaningful times of decision in my life where I told the Lord, anything you want, I'll do anything you want. I'll go anywhere you want. Anything you want, that's what I want to do. My heart was very tender and open to the Lord. But as life plays out, and when you make those decisions, you're thinking to yourself of future career plans, big decisions, where you're going to live, if you're going to be maybe full-time in the ministry, those types of life-altering decisions. You're not really thinking of the nitty-gritty life, the nitty-gritty daily Christianity of today. You know, today, Monday, Lord, you've got my whole life. You've got my whole heart. I will clean this bathroom. I will not say everything that's on my mind in response to others, husband, kids, things like that. I will give this to you. I will give you this fear I have of letting go. I have just had my oldest child graduate from high school. And yes, I have seen myself in my little dog where I've got the toy in my mouth and I feel like I've done everything I was supposed to do. I went and fetched the ball and brought it back. In other words, I've raised this child for you to the best of my ability, Lord, but I'm not really wanting to let go now. So the Christian life is all about obeying and letting go. Obeying and letting go. Obeying and letting go. Without faith, it is impossible to please Him. We've got our big list of things that we do, things we don't do, everything that makes up who we are as a Christian. We could describe our walk with the Lord, our relationship with the Lord. But do we have that element of faith that lets go? Let's go of good things. Let's go of adult children when they graduate. Yes, this article is for me. This audio is for me this week. I have caught the ball. I've brought it back, the toy. I've done all the things, but that letting go. Ladies, that is what the Christian life looks like over and over and over again. Our times of letting go. Letting go of hurts. Letting go of bitterness. Letting go of people that we cannot control, letting go of situations we cannot control, letting go of everything. We can't control the weather, and we can't control what adult children decide to do. We can't control if it's going to sun or be sunshine or rain. And we can't control how people treat us. We only can control ourselves. So just a reminder, the point of the game is letting go. Fetch and then drop it. Obey, do what the Bible says. Live out your Christian life to the best of your ability, but it's not really a Christian life unless it's filled with daily, monthly, yearly, and for a lifetime, letting go and letting God have it. Giving it to God and letting God have His way in our lives. Just like we surrender to Him as teenagers, we have to surrender every single morning. And He deserves it. This week, let's walk in love, loving God through loving others. Have a great week, friends.